Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie O'Call and this is the Sweat 7.
You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
All right, team, so we are here for a full body session. We are going to be working 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off on this one. So if you're a beginner, if you're just getting into these Sweat 7 sessions, maybe this is the one for you to try. Either way, something for everyone in this one. But we are going to start with your squats. So just body weight squats coming up in 10 seconds time.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So body weight squats, weight evenly through those feet. We drop all the way down and all the way up. And on these squats, I want you to make sure that when you drop those hips, they're coming down to at least knee height, so parallel to the ground. And then as we drive up, squeezing those glutes, you're halfway. Keep moving through these 30 seconds rest coming your way in just a few seconds. 3, 2, 1. Beautiful work. So now those legs are nice and warm. We warm up through the upper body. So you've got 30 seconds to rest. Bring yourself down to the mat into your plank position. We're going to be moving through shoulder taps. So from your high plank position, reaching one hand to the opposite shoulder, putting it back down on the mat, and then other side. That's in 10 seconds time.
10, 9, 8.
Shoulder taps coming your way in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Good. Into those shoulder taps. So we're here for 30 seconds, keeping those hips nice and level. If this feels too much, if you feel like your hips are swinging from side to side, just drop it down onto your knees and keep moving through it, reaching one hand to opposite shoulder, hand back down, other side, halfway. Good, looking strong, keeping that core really nice and tight, squeezing your belly button towards your spine for another 5 seconds. Good, you got 2, 1. We rest for 30. I want you to bring it back up onto your feet. So all we're doing is moving between upper body, lower body on this session. Bring it back up. We're going to take those squats into jump squats for 30 seconds of quite spicy action here. So in 10 seconds time, we come into your jump squats. From that squat, we jump into the air. In 3, 2, 1, here we go. So from your squat, jumping into the air, as you jump, I want you to drive forward with those hips. And as you land, I want you to land nice and deeply into that squat. So the way I like to think about these is bum to the floor, head to the ceiling, as much range as we can get. You have got 10 more seconds on these, team. Last 5 seconds. In 3, 2, 1. So we are bringing it back down to the mat again. Back through your upper body, we are going to work through press-ups. my favorite move. So if you're a seasoned pro, let's have some press-ups on your feet. Otherwise, press-ups on your knees if you're just feeling a bit tired, a bit achy. If you're working on those press-ups right now, do them on your knees and just focus on that range. We're going 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So press-ups, team. I don't want to see any elbows flaring out to the side. Elbows either tucked in next to your body or about 45 degrees away from your body as we drop the chest down towards the ground, pushing up through the floor. You are already halfway through them. Give me 10 more seconds on these press ups, couple more of them. Last 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good, staying where you are on the mat. We are going to flip it over onto your back. You're just going to come into 30 seconds of sit-ups. So find that position, knees bent, feet on the floor. You can either have your hands at your temples or crossed over your chest, one hand on each shoulder. And we are going to curl all the way up 10, with that sit-up.
9, 8, 7, 6.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So into 30 seconds of sit-ups, team. We lift all the way up and lower down with control, trying if you can to keep both feet on the floor. It might be just your heels that stay on the ground, might be flat feet, whatever is comfortable. The knees bent, we move through these sit-ups for another 10 seconds. Dude, you're way more than halfway through your workout. Give me a couple more sit-ups. You've got 3, 2, 1. All right, listen up. We got 2 exercises left. We've already done them on this circuit. We're going to come back to them. We're going to make them bigger. We're going to make them bolder. Jump squats coming your way in about 15 seconds. Then we breathe and then we finish with press ups. That's how the last couple of minutes are going to go.
10, 9.
So getting ready for those jump squats one more time in 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, so we jump it out. So you know these now, you know how they feel, you know how much range you can get. So can we make these bigger? Can we get even lower to the ground, even closer to the ceiling? Can we get more in? You're halfway through, however many you just did in 15 seconds. Let's get the same number in again. Less than 10 seconds. Keep pushing through. Last 5, 3, 2, 1. All right, bring it down to the mat. We have got one exercise left before we wrap up this full body session. And it is another set of press-ups. So again, I want you to take them a little bit deeper, a little bit quicker than we did the first time round. We are going in 10 seconds, so find your position, shoulders stacked over your wrists. Neck stays nice and long. 3, 2, 1. So this is it, last exercise of your 7. We've worked through the legs, we've worked into your core, and now we finish with these press-ups. One of the hardest exercises to do, but the most satisfying. And you've got just over 10 seconds left. My friends, keep it going for these final 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. You are done. Well done. 7 moves, 7 minutes, and you are good for the day. We worked into your upper body, into your shoulders, into those legs, into your abs. You are superhuman. Tell that to everyone you meet today, and I will see you back here again for some more Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.